Report: Biden's DHS may release 100,000 more migrants into the U.S. annually. By John Binder on June 30, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is weighing a plan to release 100,000 more migrants into the United States interior annually, in addition to the thousands released monthly from DHS custody. The proposed DHS plan, first reported by Axios, would expand on the Biden administration's massive catch-and-release operation where border crossers are routinely put into DHS facilities or migrant hotels for a few days before being bused or flown into the U.S. interior. About 100,000 migrant family units and border crossers between 18 to 21 years old would benefit from the proposed plan, getting released into the U.S. interior via tracking methods that provide little to no enforcement in terms of making sure such border crossers show up to their asylum hearings. In addition, the proposed plan seeks to help border crossers more permanently resettle in the U.S. by ensuring children are enrolled in school and adults are given free attorneys. The proposed plan would require the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency to reward a taxpayer-funded contract to a non-governmental organization, NGO. Such a plan would come as House Democrats seek to further gut interior immigration enforcement by expanding what is known as alternatives to detention for border crossers to ensure more releases into the U.S. interior. In a House committee-approved DHS budget, Democrats would fund such alternatives to detention to the sum of nearly $500 million while making it increasingly harder for ICE agents to deport illegal aliens through a series of maneuvers. Americans are overwhelmingly opposed to Biden's open borders initiative. The latest Harvard/Harris poll reveals that 67%, or 2 in 3, registered voters said border crossers should be returned to Mexico when they show up at the U.S.-Mexico border. Only 33% said border crossers should be released into the U.S. interior. Likewise, 55% of voters said Biden should have kept former President Trump's immigration controls that resulted in less illegal immigration, increased interior immigration enforcement, and thus a tighter labor market with boosted U.S. wages. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.